إن الحمد لله، نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات، وفطر الله عليها البشرية، وهي أساس الفرض والسنة، ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله، وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله، وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله، وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, in the beginning, there is just something I want to share with you, and something, inshallah, نصيحة to myself and the brothers. Using the phone while the imam is talking actually is not recommended, but some of the scholars say it nullifies your salah, even if you are reading Quran, because some brothers might not really be aware of this fact, is that if you even reading Quran or adhkar or even texting during the khutbah is one of the things that might invalidate your prayer, subhanAllah. So you made the effort and you came all the way here to the masjid, and subhanAllah, you wasted your reward because of that, right? Because we all know that you're not allowed to talk during Salat al-Jum'ah, but guess what? Texting nowadays is talking. So you're talking to someone, right? SubhanAllah. So inshallah, we try our best to pay attention, inshallah, and focus so we can get the reward. We are here. We might as well just get the most out of the khutbah, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. And this is spiritual experience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Allahumma ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, 1441 years ago, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook a very miraculous journey. A very special journey that was like changing point in the history of humanity, particularly for the Muslim world. SubhanAllah. It's a hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very amazing journey that there, you know, will be always remembered, will be always recorded in the history of humanity, that we're always going to be talking about it, the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as usual, and as my habit here in the masjid, inshallah, to maximize the benefit of the khutbah, we'll focus on the lessons that we can learn from hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we'll be fully aware of the great things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left behind for us. So what are the lessons we can learn from the khutbah, from the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Number one, faith comes first. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was persecuted in Mecca, and we know the suffering without going through the history or story again. We know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been through in Mecca, him and his companions. So it was time to change. It's time to go to somewhere else. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not leave Mecca, brothers and sisters, because of his own gains, personal gains or anything like that. It was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faith comes first. And this is, as Muslims, we should live for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. Say, A Muhammad sallallahu, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my life, my death, my everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la sharika lah. Brothers and sisters, put your faith first. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, while he was leaving Mecca, he stood up and he looked at Mecca from far distance and he said, Wallahi innaki la habbi biladillahi ilay, walau anna ahlaki akhrajuni minki ma kharajt. I swear by Allah that you are the most beloved spot to my heart. Hadn't your people kicked me out, I would have never left you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, ikhwani. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not live for his personal glory. It's for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Matter of fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not leave to save himself, but rather to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somewhere else. Where is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life? A question that you should ask yourself. Now you're going to a physician because you're not feeling well. So the doctor tells you because you're smoking, for example, you know, you should quit, right? You should quit. So you quit smoking because the doctor told you it's bad for your health. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you before it's haram. So now which one comes first? Is it the deen or is it subhanallah that the physician in here? This is something, brothers and sisters. Before looking for a job, is it the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is it the job itself and the money and the wealth? This is a question that you should ask yourself. Right? Before moving from a place to another place, did you ever check if there is a masjid in the town or the city where you're moving or not? Which is it, the job or the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is the very first example and the first lesson we can learn from the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that your deen should come before anything. Your job, if it's not going along with your deen, if you'll not be able to pray Jum'ah, which is fard, right? In this case, which one are you going to select in here? Is it your job or Salatul Jum'ah? Now, what comes first? Faith or the dunya? That's a question you should ask yourself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Mecca to Medina because of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He left everything behind. And that takes me to point number two and lesson number two. In order to have great achievements in your life, sacrifices have to be made. I'll repeat this again. Great achievements do not happen without sacrifices, brothers and sisters. You want to get somewhere? You want to be something in this world? You want to be something in Jannah? Something in the hereafter? You have to sacrifice. You have to give up a lot of things in your life. And this is the reality of this dunya. A lot of times, we have to make difficult choices, subhanallah. But then you ask yourself a question. Should I leave something? Should I give up something to get something even better? That's a question you should ask yourself all the time. This is a question we get from the brothers. I'm leaving from this job to that job. But subhanallah, as human beings, brothers and sisters, we would like to get it all. We want to have everything. You want to have the most beautiful, most amazing job, but you don't want to move to a different town, for example. But sacrifices have to be made, brothers and sisters. You want Jannah, then you have to sacrifice something in your life. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, brothers and sisters. He sacrificed his wealth, his town, his everything, his people, his family, everything. Why? He gave up these things because the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They left everything behind them. Why? Because they wanted to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're looking for the higher purpose, which is what? Which is al-jannah. Which is jannatun arduha as-samawat wal-ard u'iddat al-muttaqin. Look at Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib karamallahu wajha. He was about to sacrifice his own life for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Successful businessman, he left everything behind because he wanted what? The victory and the nasr and the izzah of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about Suhaib Rumi? Did you ever talk to your kids about Suhaib Rumi? Suhaib Rumi, when he started in Mecca, he had nothing. He was, as they called him, Su'luq. He had nothing, absolutely nothing. And then he started his business. He started growing more and more and more. And he became very, very well established in Mecca. And then when he wanted to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the non-believers, the mushrikeen, they stopped him in the borders of Mecca and he said, Ya Suhaib, jitana su'lukan fa'awainak. You came to us and you were nothing and we've taken care of you. We've helped you to become a successful person. Then Suhaib Rumi, radiallahu anhu, he says, if I give everything up right now, are you going to let me join Muhammad and his companions? They said, yes. And then he said, you have everything. And he left everything behind him, subhanallah, radiyallahu anhu. Then he deserved that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Quran, an ayah that will recite until the day of judgment. Listen to this beautiful ayah.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
And amongst people, those who sell themselves for the sake of Allah. Subhanallah. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the Quran for Suhaib because of what he did. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, he said, رَبَحَ الْبَيْعَ أَبَا يَحْيَا. Wallahi, you are winner, ya Aba Yahya. Brothers and sisters, great achievements do not happen without sacrifices. If you want to be somebody who is great, who's doing great in your business, in your work, in your life, in your deen, sacrifices have to be made. Sometimes physical sacrifices, sometimes financial sacrifices. But remember that you will never get it all. You have to leave something. You have to leave something in order to get something better. Even if you're not sure if this something is better for you, but you have to give up something. And this is something as human beings, we all experience all the time. So faith comes first. Great achievements do not happen without sacrifices. Number three, or the third lesson we learned from the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That might sound funny, but it's very true. When life gives you lemon, make lemonade. I said this example the other day to a brother, and he said, well, life gives me lemon, I'll just put it in biryani. Subhanallah. But that wasn't the purpose. You know, that wasn't the purpose. This statement, brothers and sisters, means what? Turn or change your loss into gains. Look at the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tried hard in Mecca. Life gave him lemon, which is what? A test. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is in dunya. He was suffering day and night, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the lemon. This is what I'm talking about. The test, the abtila from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Okay, fine, right, okay, no problem. I am leaving this area, Mecca, and I'm going to Medina. And guess what? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the whole perspective and the whole loss into gains. He started a very flourishing society in Medina until today, subhanahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, we go through a lot in this world. And as we always talk, we say that that was the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. This life is not meant to be for rest. This is the nature of life. Take it or leave it. This is the nature of life. If you know someone who is 100% in peace in this world, please let me know. But this is not happening. Anyone who's sitting next to you, they have an issue, a different issue, right? But subhanallah, now the difference between successful people and the ordinary people, they whine, they do nothing. But the other ones, they take the lemon, it's sour, isn't it? And they make lemonade and they make it sweet. Subhanallah, how can you change a very bad situation in your life and get the benefit out of it? Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested you with a child, two children. One of them who is not listening to you and one of them is listening to you. Alhamdulillah, now at least I have someone who listens to me. All right? You're not winning in something. You're not gaining something. Your business is not doing well. Change that and do something more that will bring more gains in this world. Right? You have difficulty in your life. You're going through difficulty in your life. Have sabr, because eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for this. Right? Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu says, every time I am hit by calamity or musibah, I remind myself of four things. Please, pay attention to this. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu says, every time I'm hit by calamity, I remind myself of four things. Number one, it's not in my deen. The musibah, the calamity is not in my deen. It's not in your religion. It's not in your faith, which means that you're still muwahid. You're still saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Remember this. A lot of people, because of the calamities, when they come to their world through their life, what they do? They reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the greatest loss. Any loss in this dunya, brothers and sisters, you can make up for it. Yeah? We say money comes and goes, yeah? But subhanallah, imagine if you die on not believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is going to be permanent punishment in the day of judgment, subhanallah. So he says, I remind myself that the musibah is not my deen, number one. Number two, I remind myself that it's not bigger than what it is. It could always be worse. It could always be worse, brothers and sisters. Subhanallah, you got into difficulty in your life, could always be worse. Look at the people who are less fortunate than you, right? Some people, you lost someone in your family, some people, they lost two in the same day maybe, right? Like one of the companions, when he said, like, you know, I've lost, Allah have given me two arms, I lost one, but I still have one. Right? But I still have one at least. Subhanallah, it's not bigger than what it is. You have two children, one of them is not obedient. Look at the bright side. One of them is, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The third thing that he reminds himself with, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward him for if he achieves sabr. If he has patience. And then finally, he says that this musibah, this calamity is not permanent, because eventually we're leaving this world. So it's not as going to stay with you all the time. So this is what I mean by when life gives you a lemon, make lemon, it makes something sweet out of it. And try to change the gains, the loss into gains, subhanAllah. Look at any successful person in the world. Look at any successful person, Muslim or non-Muslim, and read their life. Read the history, read the story of their life. You will see that they were suffering a lot. They came from minus, not even zero, and now they are in the top. Read their story. Read their story and you will learn that how they change their life and how they change the loss into gains. You know, all of us, we have iPhones. We knew Steve Jobs. He passed away, right? Steve Jobs, read about his history when he was kicked out of Apple in the beginning. But then when he came back, he made Apple stronger, right? Because he applied this example in his life. He made lemonade out of the lemon. Read it. Any successful person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our role model, brothers and sisters. It didn't work for him in Mecca. Immediately he went to Medina, and it did work for him very well. Do not whine. Do not sit and do nothing and just complain about your issues. Do something. Try to think of the bright side. Some of the things that will make you have patience is to look at the bright side. What is good? There has to be something good out of the calamity or the musibah that I'm having right now. So brothers and sisters, we learn from the hijrah of Rasulullah ﷺ that faith comes first. We learn that great achievements do not happen without sacrifices. We learn that when life gives you a lemon, make lemonade out of it. When life gives you musibah, try to make something, to look at the bright side and the things that are good out of it. We learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He planned for the hijrah and he focused in each and every single little detail, subhanallah. Look at that. Looking for someone to accompany him, Abu Bakr Siddiq. Okay, looking to trick the disbelievers. So he talked to Ali ibn Abi Talib to sleep in his bed, right? Looking at someone to be the intelligence, Abdullah ibn Abi Bakr. Radiallahu anhu. He needs someone to give them food, right? Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha. We need to travel. We don't know the way. He looked for someone to look the way. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and think about it. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, couldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala able, or wasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala able to take the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca just to Medina, just like that? Without, just like al-Isra al-Mi'raj, what happened al-Isra al-Mi'raj? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went all the way from Mecca to Bayt al-Maqdis in Jerusalem, right? And all the way up there in no time. Why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do the same thing to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca, Medina? Rather than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes in the middle of the night like that. Without putting everybody's life in jeopardy and sacrifice, I mean, in danger. Subhanallah, why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach us that this deen is the deen of action. We cannot settle and do nothing and then expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer our dua without even us doing nothing. Look at this beautiful masjid in here. Look at this beautiful community. It is here because we came together and we made this happen. And this is what we learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you do not plan your life. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Islam is not random religion, brothers and sisters. If you want to be successful, you cannot sit in the masjid and say, I want to be successful, but I'll just make dua. What did you do? What is your long and short-term plans? Short and long-term plans. Look at this big corporates. How they are successful? Because they have plans and they follow the plans. So if you do not have this in your life, learning from Rasulullah ﷺ, he prepared for everything. He did not leave a chance for luck. There is no luck. There is work, hard work. Right? I need this. Then I will do it. I have to take care of that. Who's going to bring us food? Who's going to make sure that nobody is following us? What about even the Prophet ﷺ, brothers and sisters, when he was riding on his dabba, his camel, his horse, him and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he even hired someone with sheep to go behind the Prophet ﷺ to remove the tracks. Allahu Akbar. So the people of Mecca, the disbelievers, would not track the Prophet ﷺ, trace the Prophet ﷺ. Look at this plan. He did not leave a single chance for them to capture him, because had they captured the Prophet ﷺ, that was going to be a problem. Brothers and sisters, amazing lesson we learn. If we fail to plan, we plan to fail. Right? If we don't have vision for this masjid for the next 5 years, we are failing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد. We're talking about some of the lessons we learned from the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the year of 1441 of the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the first month of the year, the month of Muharram. We've said some of the lessons that we've talked about in the first part of the khutbah. Faith comes first. Your deen should come before anything else in dunya. Dunya is temporary. It's short. But deen is forever till the day of judgment. Number two, great achievements will not happen without sacrifices. If you want something greater, you have to give up something great. Number three, when life gives you lemons, means bad time or calamity, make lemonade out of it. Make it sweet and benefit and transform your loss into gains and look at the bright side. Number four, if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. You have to be organized in your life in every single thing, in your ibadah, in your business, in your work, in everything. Otherwise, there is no success. And read the story of successful people. Number five, brothers and sisters, if you have one true friend, you have more than your share. Where can we find this in the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. لصاحبه, his companion. Abu Bakr Siddiq wanted to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It didn't matter to him where they're going, as long as he's with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as long as his deen comes first. A very successful businessman known Abdullah ibn Quhafa or Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, what would you want to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And he was the most wanted man in the Arabian Peninsula, was Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, after the mu'minin, the believers, already migrated from Mecca to Medina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind. And the Prophet, Abu Bakr, was hoping that the Prophet would take Abu Bakr with him. And then, until the day came, and even he purchased, two rides, and he was so ready, preparing. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "We are migrating, we're leaving Abu Bakr." Abu Bakr Siddiq al as-suhba ya Rasulullah, as-suhbatu ya Rasulullah, as-suhbatu ya Rasulullah, allow me to be your companion. Allow me to be with you. Abu Bakr, what are you doing right here? Do you want to be in the company of the most wanted man in the Arabian Peninsula? You might be killed. He didn't care, as long as I am with my companion, with my best
friend Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, none of that matters. Brothers and sisters, if you have one friend who stands next to you during hardship, that's the friend that you should not let go. I know that now, if I give you 1 second, you will have that friend in your mind, in your heart. All right, stick to this friend. But here, since we are believers, we're mu'mineen, we're talking about the friend who draws you near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the real friend would want to be with you in Jannah, right? We want to take your hand, pull your hand and go to Jannah together, right? So if you have this kind of friend, stick to them. They're very rare in this world. They're like diamond. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was that friend to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-suhbat wa Abu Bakr. And he goes with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was like a bodyguard to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would go from the right, from the left, from front, behind, from front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making sure that nobody would harm the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They go together in the cave, and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is so tired. He puts his head on the Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, try to rest. That Abu Bakr as-Siddiq gets so tired, right? Gets so tired, and he doesn't want to move because he doesn't want the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to wake up. This is the real friendship. This is the sacrifice. You will never hear this anywhere, brothers and sisters. That's why Abu Bakr as-Siddiq deserves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Quran that we will be reciting the Day of Judgment. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجِزَى إِلَّا بِتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq in Surah Al-Layl, he will be satisfied, he will be content. رضي الله عن أبي بكر وصلى الله على صاحبه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters, in this khutbah, we're talking about some of the lessons we learned from the hijrah of Rasulullah ﷺ. We said faith comes first, before anything. We said that great achievements do not happen without sacrifices. We said that if you fail to plan, you'll plan to fail. We said that when life gives you lemons, hard times, make lemonade out of it, make it sweet. And finally, we said if you have a true friend, you have more than your share, more lessons we can learn from this. Share these lessons with your children. They need to learn that. They need to learn that today or this year is the 1441 of the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم آمين. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.